If you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's why you change your own oil. You wouldn't trust your engine to just anybody. So go with the full synthetic motor oil you can trust. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum offers engine protection for the lifetime of your vehicle. So do it right with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. Stock up now at Walmart. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Limited lubrication warranty for lifetime engine protection. Other conditions apply, including enrollment and receipt requirements. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details and terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience? No problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was a caregiver for an elderly man in his home, and there'd been paranormal activity before, but nothing like what happened that one night.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, call it in. It's 855-853-4802, or if you want to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
Yes, Kathy Gordon, LPN.
And by LPN, that's because I'm the patient.
Yes, but without the license, practical nurse, you know.
You're just a PN.
I'm a W, LPN, without license.
You're a VPN? You're a volunteer?
Yeah, it's more like that.
More like that, because there's no pay in this. It's just doing it out of the goodness of your heart. If you missed the episode the other day, I had a total hip replacement.
Yes, and
so getting along is slow. It's hard.
No, you're doing really good.
But you know what I mean? It's like, because in your brain, you want to do all the things you always do. Like, I would like to get in my car. I can't drive. You know, I've made it about the equivalent maybe of one block, a little short of a block. You know, I'm like, I'm trying so hard and it's baby steps.
You're doing really well. You're doing really well. Give yourself some grace. You're doing great.
But when I do too much, it's like, oh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got a brand new hip.
Yeah.
So I'm just showing off my hips. So my hips like brand new and flashy. So when I was going through the phone calls the other day, there was somebody who left a phone message and he said he was a property manager and had managed all these properties over the years and had tons of stories. And he's like, if you want me to share some stories, let me know. I'm like, yeah. So I'm letting you know.
Please,
I want to hear all the stories.
Yeah.
Like, you never really have to ask us if we want to hear stories because we always do. But, you know, I would love to hear his stories because as a property manager, you know, especially if you manage, I don't know, from apartments to houses to townhomes, you could experience all kinds of not just paranormal shit. Imagine all the things you would encounter.
Oh, I don't even want to go there.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. And all the people would move out and it's like you left us this mess. I just remember that years ago we moved into a house and I saw the house before they cleaned it out. And it was a woman had lived there with, I think she had four kids. And the basement at that house was literally 3 feet of trash. And there wasn't a place. It was 3 feet of trash. It was almost like they had just emptied trash in the basement.
They just
months.
Threw it downstairs instead of taking it out.
You couldn't see the floor. You literally could not see the floor. I was like, oh my God. And then there was like a half a wall. And I think on the other side of the wall was just a dugout under the garage or something. They even had trash back in there. It was crazy.
Ooh.
So anyway, bless your heart for doing that kind of work, because that's hard work. But yes, we would love to hear your stories. So I've got this story. This one is interesting. And it says, 15 years ago, I worked as a caregiver and companion to a charming elderly man. And he lived in a three-story century-old house on a large property set well back from the road behind a high granite wall. The house was secluded from view, surrounded by mature oak trees and shrubs, making the yard dark at night except for filtered moonlight. The house was solidly built of stone and bridge timbers. I'm sure it will stand another 100 years or more. The third floor at that time was unused, and it felt a little spooky. It kind of sounds spooky, just setting it up the way she described the yard.
Yeah.
Many rooms on the main floor sat unused as my client's mobility was limited and he could only access the second floor by elevator. And so we tended to use only a small part of the place. Nevertheless, the house had a cozy feel due to the owner's kind, good-humored nature and the beauty of the house and gardens. My employer seldom had visitors at night. When he went to bed, he made sure the security system was set. Even so, sometimes when we were alone in the house and my employer was asleep in bed, I heard what sounded like a man's footsteps in the entrance hall. The sound was quite distinct on the hardwood floors, men's dress shoes. And it wasn't the sound of someone sneaking around. It was very ordinary, as though the person belonged there. When I went to investigate, though, no one was there. Because sneaky, I think you would hear a difference. Sneaky footsteps versus somebody's just there.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned, the security alarm would have gone off if anyone had come in from the outside. It was strange. And sometimes an old wall clock in the back hall, which had not been wound for years, would mysteriously chime, always at night and at the same time. Very odd. I did not feel frightened, but it occurred to me that maybe someone or something wanted me to know it was there. I regularly worked 24-hour shifts and slept upstairs in the bedroom next to my employer to hear him call if he needed help at night. Since he went to bed fairly early, I would help him get ready for bed, and we'd chat for a while before I went back downstairs to wash the dishes, lay things out for the morning, and maybe watch some TV. After that, I'd go upstairs and cozy down into bed myself. The night of the incident I'm going to recount was a lovely warm summer's night with no breath of wind. I opened my bedroom window to let in the balmy air and settled into bed to read for a while. Suddenly, although the night was completely calm, the curtains started to blow as if from a strong wind. The sheer curtains blew into the room like sheets on the line caught in a storm. They stayed suspended, parallel to the floor, for maybe a minute and a half when they suddenly dropped down again. Then the closet door began to shake violently and kept shaking for several minutes. The doorknob rattled as though someone was trying desperately to get in or out. Or maybe they were trying to scare me? I was scared, certainly too scared to open up the cupboard door. I was responsible not only for myself, but also for my elderly employer. Running out the front door was not an option. Then the rattling stopped abruptly. My client was still sound asleep in the next room. Being afraid to turn out my light, I picked up my book again and read until I eventually drifted off. The next morning, I opened the cupboard door but couldn't find any answer to the mysterious shaking. There were no furnace vents or windows in the closet. Rats couldn't shake a heavy door like that. The old house was solid as a rock, and it couldn't have been an earthquake tremor because only the closet door shook. A cardboard box of toys and children's books was stored in there, and it looked pretty benign. A friend later asked me why I didn't open the cupboard door that night, and it's simple. I was just too frightened. The incident soon faded into my mind, and I became comfortable in the room again. The shaking never happened after that, and thanks for the opportunity to tell my story. What?
I don't know how you get the nerve up to sleep in that room again.
I know. And I do understand where you'd feel almost trapped.
Yeah.
'Cause to get out, that would be terrifying.
Well, and you know,
you can't leave him alone.
Exactly. When you're in charge of something, it's like being a mom. You can't leave your kids. So you're going to face whatever frightening thing is there, right? Because of, you know, if you've got somebody that you've got to take care of, you're not going to leave.
But an earthquake wouldn't make sense for the suspended parallel to the floor curtains.
No. Now, I did have one time where I didn't realize at the time it was an earthquake, but I found out the next day there had been an earthquake. And, you know, we had those transom windows above doors, and they had these old sliders, right, that you could pinch together and push up and down. And those just started tapping. And, you know, at first I'm like, what the heck? You know, they're just tap, 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 tap. They'd never done it before. And I did find out it was an earthquake the next day. So I think that made sense, yeah, what happened.
And the one I was
that a door shaking like someone's trying to get in meets that criteria. I think that's something else.
Because it says the closet door began to shake violently, mm-hmm, shaking for several minutes. The doorknob rattled as though someone was trying desperately to get in or out. That wouldn't be an earthquake.
There'd be other things happening. If it's enough to do that to a door, things on the dresser would shift, yeah, you know.
Then the box of toys and children's books might have fallen over or something.
Yeah, there just would have been other effects from an earthquake. I have had a, you know, situation with a door before where I went to put my hand on the doorknob and the doorknob started shaking and it wouldn't let me open the door, you know. So I believe you. I don't know how
to explain that, but because there was other activity in the house. Oh,
the weird curtain thing.
Yeah, the person walking around, yeah, and the clock.
Now, okay, so that begs the question, why just that one time?
I don't know.
But once we bring this up periodically when we're thinking about these things, and that is just because something is on, it's not necessarily on our timeline.
Yeah.
So it happened once to something else, it might be happening immediately again, which is a year later to us.
I don't know.
You know, it's silly for us to think time moves the same. So I, you know, just because it didn't happen again doesn't mean that there isn't something.
Maybe there was just something going through. Mm. You know, there was like this spirit going from one place to another, and it's like, looks nice, I'll stop here.
Let me
in or out. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to shake this violently. I don't know. That's interesting.
But you wonder why a spirit would need to shake a door handle, because they could get in or out,
yeah,
right?
Couldn't they
move through? But it makes you wonder if it's more of a getting your attention thing, or maybe in a past life they couldn't get out of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe
there was at one point in that old house somebody was shut in that closet, and I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's an odd thing, but I've had it happen. I have had it happen before.
I would
so.
Be like, can I sleep in another room?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't like that. Okay, well, let's go to a caller.
Hi, my name is Val. I have a quick story I'd like to share. So a few years ago, I used to do cleaning. I had my own business, and I cleaned clinics and hospitals, things like that. And so oftentimes, I'd have to clean them after hours. And so I'd clean one right after the other, which led to really late nights. I lived in a really small town at the time that I had grown up in. And one night I was having a late work night. I was driving home about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I see a figure from a distance walking on the road, or appeared to be walking on the road, which wasn't unusual since we had some homeless people in the area and things like that. So I really didn't think much of it. As I drove closer to the figure walking on the road, it started to wave me down. And I can tell that it was waving its arms, his arms, back and forth. And so as I approached closer, I slowed my car down a little bit, looked over, and realized that this person had no legs. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. So needless to say, I sped my car up, drove home, busted through my door quickly, woke my husband up and my teenage daughters, terrified, told them what I had seen. I mean, I made eye contact with this ghost. Seriously, it was scary. So, after I told them what I had saw, I described what he looked like. My two teenagers just kind of gave each other a weird look, and one of my daughters ran in and brought out this flyer. It was a flyer of a family doing a fundraiser to raise money for funeral services for their son that had just passed away that last week. Apparently, this young guy had been murdered for his cell phone, and they stabbed him to death on that street. The guy that was on the flyer was the guy that I had seen. Till this day, I can only speculate why he flagged me down. Maybe at that point I was the only one that seen him. Maybe he didn't know he was dead. I have no idea. All I know is that it took me several months to even drive down that road again. I eventually did, and I never seen it, never seen the figure again. So that's my ghost story. Thanks. Have a good night.
That is a great and creepy ghost story.
Now, we have had the legless ghosts walking down the road before. This is not the first one of those that we've heard. But hers is followed up with this interesting evidence.
I know. And usually, I thought it was just going to stop with the, and I saw him, I had no legs, I got home, I told everybody, and they're like, Mom, you're full of shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought her teenage daughters were going to do when they gave each other the look. But to say no, like somebody just died on that road.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It is that interest. It does beg that question. Why was he flagging him down?
Well, I think too. I do think he doesn't know he's dead.
Is it a residual that I've been hurt? I need help.
Could be.
You know, and hurt to the point that he stabbed to death. Yeah. He would not have been able to get up, but his spirit rose up and was trying
and
to
maybe
play.
He doesn't know he's
you
dead.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh. And wouldn't you hate, you know, if you were, and she doesn't, I'm hoping she didn't say anything to the family, because that would really bother me if I was that person's loved one, to be like, you saw him? He's like, not okay. Does he need, what can we do?
You know, though, I think I have always said, and I truly believe this, that there is just an amount of time, and I think it's fairly short. 3 to 5 days was what I always say, that I think that a spirit takes before they pass, before they transcend. And I believe that in some instances, this could be like the case, right? That it appears from this story it had happened relatively recently. That this had happened. There was a flyer. They brought it out.
Right.
And so I think I wouldn't be worried that this is going to be something that he's locked into a cycle. I think that they probably just had that period before he passed on. You know, that his spirit went on.
That is a crazy story.
It's the part, well, I find the whole story fascinating, but the no legs thing just has me wondering, because like I said, this is not the first no legs on along the road that we've had.
Right.
We've had several.
Yeah, and I don't know how to explain that.
Why?
But, and we've even had it in a show. We did an episode where somebody saw just the legs walking past the
right.
The
we had that.
So yeah. It's like, that's just weird to me. Like,
they were burnt legs too, yeah. As I recall.
So if you can have just legs or just the torso, which
but
is kind of interesting.
I find this interesting that this is, we've had several where it's somebody walking down the road, along the road, and they don't have legs.
So I don't know what that's all about, but I just think it's so crazy because we don't normally get any sort of
closure.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like there's an answer in this where
that is who it was.
Oh yeah, that was him.
Okay. So here's one more quick story. And it says, Hello, I'm the one who wrote in a story about the imaginary about my imaginary Civil War friend, Matthew.
Okay.
I don't remember that story, but we've had a million. It says, and lately I've been experiencing strange things happening in my room once again, but whatever, it doesn't seem as friendly as my last roommate. There's been the sound of feet shuffling around on the floor at random times throughout the night, shadows that I can't explain, the occasional knock that comes from the outdoor wall and flickering lights. And unfortunately, that's not all. Like, that's not enough. Oh, there's more. How does this person ever sleep? Many times I'll wake up feeling as though there's a woman standing over me and watching me while I'm in bed. I'm almost always asleep with my door locked, so I know this woman can't be my mother or my sister, and I haven't been brave enough to open my eyes during these times because I really do not want to see anything peering down at me. So I just lay completely still until the sensation of being watched goes away. In all honesty, I would rather have Matthew back than this lady. At least he usually had the feeling of calmness and warmth about him. This woman, whoever she is, just feels cold. Her presence feels cold. I'm not sure how else to describe it, except for when she visits. My room starts to feel chilly and dangerous. So far, nothing terrible has happened, though. I'm just planning to wait to see if anything does. If anyone has any explanation for why my bedroom, of all places, is such a favorite place for all things paranormal, I'd love to hear it. I don't, you know, that's not really a question I think that we could answer properly because, you know, we haven't been to the house. We don't know anything about the house or the town or any of those things. But it is common in a haunted house to have one room that has a lot of activity, right, or maybe even all the activity.
Mm-hmm.
In
mm-hmm.
other parts of the house, nothing's happening.
A couple things that I'm thinking about as she's talking. One is that if you're not comfortable opening your eyes, do not.
I agree with that.
Right? You know, you're in protective mode for a reason at that point. So don't. You know, there's no reason to be brave here. But I'm thinking, is there a possibility of moving out of that room?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Can you share with a sister? Can you, you know,
and can you
switch
talk
with
to
the sister and see if she has any issues
in
that room?
And have you talked to your parents? Yeah. Because if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you know, that's
right.
Not good.
Yeah.
So I would talk to your parents and say, I'm just, and two, like, well, I'm just this way. If I think I hear something, I can frequently lay there and freak myself out even more.
Mm-hmm.
And especially I did that when I was a kid because it was something unexplained and I don't know what it was. And then it was every little thing I would hear. What was that? What was that? And so I think it would be good to talk about it.
Yeah.
And say, here's what's happening to me. Is anybody else having this? Just me?
Yeah.
Okay. So if it's just me, can I sleep with somebody else for a while? Cause it would make me feel better.
I agree. I'm just wondering if there's a, you know, some sort of possibility of getting out of that room for a little while.
I agree with you. I think that's the solution right there. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd sure love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, and I think I said everything you get, then become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcast, try it for 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.